I had been contacted some weeks ago now by concerned locals who use the lock predominantly as a walkway at this time of the year, as it is closed for the season for fishing and for swimming. But those people who spotted it seen a reappearance of alligator murloc. And since that, I have been in contact with the Northern Ireland Environment Agency, who have confirmed that it is blue-green algae. So the confirmation of that, I suppose, will cause some worry for those people who raised it in the first instance. But I'm continuing to work with NIEA and with others to make sure that we come to some kind of a solution in relation to it.
And we have seen in relation to Loch Ness, the closure of it and how dangerous it really is. And I'm sure there's so many people worried in the area, although Murloc, there's no waterways it's feeding into, but there is a concern that it could spread.
There is. So signs have been erected following the work that I've done with Derry City and Strabane Council to warn people not to enter the water and not to let their pets do so either. And I would urge people to follow that advice. But as you say, blue-green algae has now been a persistent issue in waterways right across Ireland, and Murloc is just the latest of that. And I suppose that, you know, the biggest epidemic of it has been in Loch Ness. But I'm comforted by the fact that, you know, minds are focused on this issue. Just at the weekend, it was my own party vice president and now the First Minister who highlighted the commitment to improving water quality. And I am committed to working with anybody in council and within the Department of Agriculture and also the new minister and officials within the department, and especially within NIEA, to ensure that we come to a solution and that it, you know, this issue must be kept as a priority. But for the meantime, I'll remain in contact with all those agencies and seek regular updates on the conditions at Murloc in particular.